to our Thin Within podcast, Thin Within on the Go. I'm Heidi Bielsma Epperson. I am one of your hosts and the owner of the thinwithin.org ministry and a lead coach.
And I am Christina Motley, also a Thin Within coach, partner to Heidi in all things Thin Within. And we are here on the go. So excited for you to join us. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for joining us for episode number two. Christina is going to share with us today, how is Thin Within different than any other diet plan I have tried?
Well, we're going to be sharing together, Heidi. And what is that word diet? What is going on with that?
What about that? Yeah, wait, what?
Diet wait a minute. Plan. Thin Within is not a diet plan.
No, it's not.
It is not a diet plan. And hallelujah for that. I don't know about you, but I was a terrible, terrible dieter. I tried them all. And I know, Heidi, that you did as well. And yep. I think your efforts lasted longer than mine.
But I mean, it was in the same place in the long run.
We ended up in the same place, always gaining the weight back.
Yes.
And
yes.
Always in just feeling trapped, going in circles is what I heard someone say the other day, going in circles. Yeah.
Chasing our tails.
Yeah, exactly. And so mm-hmm. we want to talk today about how Thin Within is different. And this is a question that we hear all the time because, yeah. you know, there are a lot of Christian programs out there that are diet plans, but this is not one of them. So
no, we're no, not a diet no, at no. all. We're a non-diet, an anti-diet.
Yes. Absolutely. And we are thrilled about that. The first point we want to bring home to you, which is really the most important, is that Thin Within is centered and fully based on God's truth, grace, and love. And we're Yay. Talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. Yes. Yes. Preach it.
This is so important. I had a friend a few weeks ago ask me, is there any way that you could coach me in Thin Within without using all of the spiritual piece to it? And I thought about it and I said, no, there just isn't. This is fully entwined and driven by our amazing God.
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with that. What do you think, Heidi? Oh yeah, for sure. And I've had one-on-one people ask me that. And I tried before. There were two different times I tried to coach people through it. And one of them was very friendly to the idea. And I don't know where she is in her walk with God now, but it was still really challenging because when we speak about Romans 12:2 in the Bible, it tells us that we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. And a person who isn't open to the Lord isn't going to know how to go about renewing their minds. And they may not even want to, because it's God's truth coming through and refuting the lies I've believed. And gosh, if a person doesn't have faith that God can do that in their lives, then they are going to miss one of the most important things. Transformation comes by doing that. And so that's a big difference. And then another lady, she did love the Lord an awful lot, but she wanted to keep it totally separate. She's like, and I, after a year of working with her, we both wow. gave up. It was, yeah, I learned the hard way. So I won't ever try it again.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, no, it really cannot. We cannot pull one away from the other.
No,
this has to do with our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our souls. It's a whole body and spiritual, emotional, physical experience. It's everything all wrapped up in one.
Yes.
And it also, what we find that's so wonderful is that this lends itself, these techniques and the methods and the intimacy that we develop with the Lord and the mind renewal that Heidi was just talking about, it goes into all the parts of our lives,
all
not
of them.
Just food and eating. And
right.
we will see transformation and healing
yes.
all over the place. And
all over the place.
So beautiful and so hopeful.
Yes.
But what if, Heidi, I was just going to ask as you were talking, I mean, what if you feel like your relationship with God is kind of stale? It's kind of distant. It hasn't been strong in a while. What about starting when you feel that way?
Oh, I think that's an awesome time to start, because it won't. And we've had a number of people start then thinking that God doesn't care about my food and eating. I'll just learn the principles. I'll do the 8 keys to conscious eating and whatever. But they find that what they really got out of it was this intimate relationship with God as they leaned into him to help them to apply themselves to the keys to conscious eating, to waiting for hunger, to being peaceful and calm and allowing their minds to be peaceful as well. And so it's a great time. And the mind renewal, it brightens up puts dynamite into your relationship with God. It really does.
Oh, it does. It's so good. Another question. I mean, I've been a Christian since I was a little girl, reading the Bible, going to church, you know, lots of Bible study and prayer. How is this different from that? I mean, I've been doing those things for my whole life. But how is mind renewal different than that?
That's a great question. Well, and this is kind of where I look at that verse, Romans 12:2, and I'm going to refer to that a lot during the times we have our broadcasts. And Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you kind of flip it around, the implication is, if I am really renewing my mind, I am going to be transformed. That makes sense. Totally. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not experiencing transformation, then something's up and maybe I'm not really renewing my mind. I had to realize this when, after years of inductive Bible study and leading studies too, I realized, now, wait a minute, in this area of food and eating and my body image, I'm not seeing the transformation that Romans 12:2 speaks about. Why is that? And God was faithful to kind of show me over time that while I was in the Word, while I was praying, I was nevertheless kind of strong-arming him, keeping him at a distance, saying, okay, I can fill in the blanks. It's an intellectual exercise for me to respond to these questions in my inductive Bible study and so on, but I'm not letting it get to my heart. Mm. And so God wants his beautiful big T truth to be personal and targeted to the lies I struggle with believing and the things that I've allowed to define me over my past. You know, things like, I always fail when I lose weight, I gain it right back again. Well, what does God have to say about that? Maybe one of the many truths that I've read in his Word should be personalized and targeted to handle that lie or to refute it. So this is way different than your normal Bible study and prayer time, because we go deep and we go personal. We go into the heart, into the thinking that we have, the lies we believe for, and maybe many of us for decades. Yes. So yeah, it's not always comfortable, but it is transformative.
Yes. I mean, I think back, Heidi, to when I first started coaching with you, which was more than, 8.5 years ago. And I remember that you said, okay, Christina, you have gone through all the materials. You have done all the Bible study. You have looked at this and this and read this book and that book. You've got all the foundation. Now let's learn how to renew your mind with the Lord. And that was the game changer. All of a sudden, everything changed. I mean, not all of a sudden, but really within a few months, I had very big changes, and those changes have remained and just increased. It's been wonderful. Absolutely amazing.
Yes.
So, and that leads right into the next point, and that is, the thin within is focused on building a life-giving, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And I love saying that. I could say that, think about it, dwell on it over and over all day long, because that's really what this is. And you might say, well, I need to release weight. And it's like, yes, that will come along with everything that you will learn, and it will come along. It will come along. But what we find is that people who have been with us for a while and they have experienced this transformation, they say, you know what? The weight release is really great, but it's just kind of the icing on the cake. You know, everything else, I know I'm using a food
metaphor, but that's okay. We get it.
Metaphor, but really, or the cherry on top, right?
Yeah.
But really the relationship with the Lord and the peace that comes from that in the midst of life's busyness and messiness,
yes,
and the trials, and Heidi and I have been through lots of trials in the last few years.
Oh.
So we're right in the middle of this with you.
Yes.
That's where the real value is. So it all comes together. But yes, that it is one of our focuses. Thin Within teaches spirit-led, intuitive, peaceful eating. So again, this is not a diet. Doesn't that sound good, Heidi?
Yeah, we could unpack each that statement alone and spend at least one episode on each word.
Yes, I know. Spirit led, which means what? God actually speaks to us.
Yes.
He's actually involved in all of the moments of our day, and he wants to be in it with us in the eating and drinking and all the decisions. And it's beautiful. And I love the idea of becoming a peaceful eater. And then, of course, the intuitive piece. Do you want to talk about that one, Heidi?
Yeah. And that is, many of us have experienced with all of our dieting experiences and all of our throwing all of our cares to the wind and overeating, we have shut down the hunger and satisfied the physical hunger and satisfied signals. And so we want to get back to that. And who better to invite into that than the God who created us fearfully and wonderfully? He is the one who made us with signals for, I need sleep. I need to go to the bathroom. I'm thirsty. He also made us signals for, I need fuel for my body, and I don't need any more fuel for my body. And so as we want to get tuned back into those signals, we invite him in, and it begins to be a more natural process, intuitive, in fact, all over again. And what's so awesome is this approach that Joy and Judy developed in the mid-1970s became a thing much later as intuitive eating, and which is fascinating to me that they just watched people who were peaceful with their food, eating in their bodies, and picked this up. So yeah, it's wonderfully natural after we have a season of inviting God back in and asking him to turn those switches back on for us so we can be sensitive to that again.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. So the next one kind of answers the whatabouts. Okay, what are some of the whatabouts that we hear all the time? What about my health condition? What about the season of life that I'm in? What about my age? I hear people all the time say things like, I don't know that I could do Thin Within because I have this health condition, or I have this issue, or I'm too old, or I've done too many things, or I'm too young, or I'm too busy. There's a lot of whatabouts.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So, Thin Within teaches freedom, discernment, and wisdom in food choices and portions. That means that it's personal to your own situation. It's personal to your age. It's personal to your season of life. It's personal to whatever health condition you may or may not have. It's personal to whether you are in a very fit season of life, or maybe the opposite of fit. You know, it is personal to you. And that is one of my favorite things about Thin Within. It's not someone else telling you what to do that's not a good fit for your body.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
It is exactly what your body needs right now and moving forward. What do you think about that, Heidi?
Yeah, definitely. As unique as each one of us are in every respect, the fingerprints on the tips of our fingers and our, you know, everything about us is unique. So too is how we will approach this whole issue of being becoming peaceful eaters and at peace with our bodies as well. We don't want to mislead anybody to think that, you know, God is all about you getting rid of weight. Hopefully you're not hearing that from us. Right. But if Jesus had just 5 minutes to spend with you, I don't think for 1 minute that he would go to the first thing as being, now then, about your eating, you really need to shape up, or about your weight, have you seen that number on the scale lately? I don't think that's not what he's about at all. Everything that we teach in Thin Within is set against the backdrop of God's never ending, constant love for us. And the fact that he's proved that with the cross, that Jesus came and gave his life so that we wouldn't have to be estranged from God, that we could have an intimate relationship with God. Romans 5:8 says, God has shown his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, while we were still struggling, before we had a Godward thought, Christ died for us. And so we keep that in mind. So if Jesus were to sit with you for just 5 minutes and say, this is at the top of my list of things I want you to give attention to, daughter or son of God, it would not be at the top of his list to tell you, get some weight off. What he might want is for us to take heed to his voice, his leadership, his gentle encouragement, his invitation to come with him, to have some rest with him, for crying out loud. Many of us turn to food for all kinds of reasons. And he's saying, wait, come to me if you're weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And instead we turn to our favorite food and a Netflix binge or whatever. And he wants to be our comforter. He wants to be whatever it takes to satisfy our souls. And so that's what this journey is really at its heart about. It's not about losing weight, but if we have held on to more weight than our bodies need because of the way we use food, then God is going to invite us to use him, to come to him, to change the way that we think about food and eating and our bodies, and to allow him to show us things that we haven't known yet, perhaps, or we've forgotten, maybe.
Yes.
So I just thought that was really important to mention.
Absolutely. So, so, so important. And that lines up exactly with the character of God that we see all over his word.
Yes.
And doesn't that just feel good? Doesn't that just seem like, oh, that is what I want so much?
Yes.
And that kind of leads into the next point, which is that Thin Within uses a restorative practice called look and learn, which encourages risk, discovery, and learning from our mistakes.
Yes.
So one of the whatabouts that we hear often is, what about a person like me who can't seem to string two good, quote unquote, good days together in a row? I've never been consistent with anything that had to do with food and eating. I am such a failure in this area. What am I going to do with that? How is Thin Within different with regards to that? And so back when Judy and Joy began and the whole Thin Within started and the book was written and all of that, we used observation and correction. And that's something you might have used for years. And that's also a great term, although a lot of people get hung up by the word correction. And so you can also use look and learn. It is the same exact thing. Do you want to speak to that a little bit, Heidi?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that we find in the participants that come to our classes and courses and coaching groups and one-on-one coaching as well is this perception that I am a failure. And sometimes it comes with a heavy dose of perfectionism. And what we teach, that I have never heard anybody else teach, is that God is a redeeming God. He wants to take every slip, stumble, slide, fall, failure, whatever you want to call it, yep, and use it to teach us. Failure is not something you are. It is something you do. Yes. And the only true failure, I love these sayings, the only true failure is the failure we fail to learn from. So we go to God and we say, whoa, what just happened? I went sideways. I had a full day of great eating and then a good morning. And now what? I have just overeaten. I'm at a, you know, really, I'm way beyond satisfied. And if we invite God in, he can show us what was going on there. And that is what we call look and learn. We're looking with the Lord at what happened. And if we stop and wait and ask him, he can show us things that we wouldn't know apart from him and his wisdom. And then we can ask him, okay, so that's what happened. What can I do about it so that in the future, I'm equipped for victory? If all things are equal or just about, I will make different choices, and he will give me strategies for my victory, strategies for success, to equip me for whatever it is that's happening next, so I might do something different this time. And that's huge. That's huge. So we don't quit. We doing thin within well means we keep at it and we learn from our mess ups. So we learn to fail well, really, is what it is. So we are going to be imperfect perfectly, because when we mess up, we're going to go to him. And that's what he asks of us, is to go to him with it. And he will give us some instruction about it.
Well, and that is so hopeful. What you were just talking about, Heidi, I mean, I've just never heard anything like that before, thin within. And I never had any idea what to do with my stumbles and my slips and my failures and how to somehow move on. I mean, I just never had any idea. So I would get stuck sometimes for weeks and months at a time. And I'm so grateful for this beautiful restorative practice that we do in Thin Within. That draws us into the Lord's own compassionate and loving heart for us.
Yes.
It is.
Beautiful. Yes, it is. And it's kind of rooted in no other scripture, which it is, the scripture that says it is his kindness that leads us to repentance. So, I mean, we get asked all the time, is it a sin to overeat one bite past satisfied? And the sin isn't about food or eating. This, if there's a sin there, it's about ignoring his leadership. But his leadership is gentle and kind, and he invites me to come. And that's what we do with look and learn, is we come and say, okay, this isn't what you had in mind for me. This isn't what I had in mind for me. What can I do differently, Lord? Show me, and I will do it as I go forward.
Well, and just to give you an idea with that, Heidi and I use look and learn every single day.
Absolutely.
So this is something that becomes a process that you're used to, and it feels very normal. And it feels, like I said, life-giving with your relationship with God and your food and eating. It's happening all the time. We are constantly learning, and God is redeeming absolutely everything. And I love that so much.
Yes, I think he does too.
Yeah, he does. He does. Okay. So, and just a couple more here. The next one is that Thin Within is focused on praise and thanksgiving to the one who can. Many of our mind renewal strategies have to do with praise and thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we know that this is what God teaches us and asks us to do throughout his word, is to praise him and to be grateful. And so this is so important, and it is woven into all things Thin Within for sure. One of my very favorite things. I love that.
Yes. And what we have found is, as we praise and thank and exalt our God, it is really hard to praise and exalt ourselves, you know, and then we don't grasp for more than he has ordered for us. You know, our bodies only need so much fuel. And if we go beyond that fuel amount, we're going to carry it on our bodies. And so as we exalt him, we won't grasp as much for more than we need. It's really, it puts us in a humble place, which is kind of what we need.
It does. Oh, I love that so much. And then You know, lastly, here's another what about that we hear often. And that is, you know, what about my busy schedule? I am so busy. I can't do one more thing. If this is going to drain me in any way or exhaust me. Okay, so let me just assure you that thin within is just the opposite. It will bring daily encouragement, hope, and healing and rest for your soul. I mean, that is something that we need a lot of in this day and age, especially. Yeah. We need healing and hope and encouragement and rest. Thin Within will bring that every single day for you. It will not drain you. It will not exhaust you. It will actually bring rest and hope and healing through Jesus Christ.
Right. I like to tell our participants that if you are feeling like you're being drained, know that the tools we teach and the strategies that you can learn and employ, they're designed to be like wind beneath your wings to support you and help you. And if you feel like you're serving the tool or serving the group or serving the coach or whatever, then we've got something backwards. We want you to be served. It is our pleasure and privilege to serve you and to see these strategies serving you to grow closer to the Lord first and foremost.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we could go on, and there are many others that we could talk about, but I think we'll stop for today.
Yeah.
We are just so excited that you've been here with us. Go ahead, Heidi.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And we hope that you'll come back for episode 3.
Yeah.
We are on the go. We are going to keep coming back. So I hope you will too.
Yeah, we definitely do. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes. See you next time. Bye
for now.
Bye-bye.